Come on, bitch, let's go. Come on, get ready, bitches.
You guys, it's Dana Wilkie from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Remember me? I was the brand dropping, aka Pam, for Kim Richards. And yes, the infamous $25,000 sunglasses, which I can never live down. Also, I'm quite well known for my season 3 meltdown, which I hope everyone enjoyed. But now I'm doing a podcast. And the reason I'm doing a podcast is I was bored in quarantine and I started watching all these fabulous fans, different gossip shows and everything about Housewives. And I thought, geez, you know, I have all this insider information and dirt and I can dish it better than anyone, I think. And I wanted to join the party. So I thought, I'll do a podcast and bring what my knowledge is, my insider knowledge, to the table with the gossip and everything else that everyone's talking about. So I hope you enjoy the podcast because I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You are looking fabulous.
Thank you. I try. Not that hard. I just am.
Oh, you're so bad.
Hey, you guys. So welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Dishing the Drama with Dana. And I think we were originally going to call it The Dirt. Isn't that right, Casey and Vanessa? Wasn't it supposed to be originally Dishing the Dirt, but now we're doing drama? Is that right?
It is.
Okay. There's a funny story about that before I introduce you guys. John was like, Mom, dirt is just too beneath you. You need to do drama only. So that's why we went with that title. But
And he wanted you to be classy. Class it up, Dana.
He did. He
was that's like, what your son said to you.
You're a dirtbag. We need to raise this up, okay? My first guests, thank you, are my beautiful sister, Vanessa, who she's my younger sister, and I love her so much. And
hello.
She's probably got the most tea on me in the universe, which is frightening. So, you know, don't text her.
We're going to have to hear that.
And then, of course, Casey. And Casey's one of the producers on the show. So thanks, Casey, for coming on and being so good.
Yes. I am so excited to be here, Dana Wilkie, with an icon, a legend.
Thank you so much for having me, Dana. This is so fun. I'm so excited for you. And congratulations on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm really excited to talk tea and beef and all the other good things that we're going to do on the show. I felt like there was definitely a need for this show because everybody's just so afraid to talk about gossip and like what's really happening. And, you know, so I kind of want to dive into the gossip that no one's willing to talk about and see where it takes us.
Come on, bitch, let's go.
Okay. Let's bring it. Here we go. All right. So you guys ready to get into it?
Yes,
I am.
Let's do it.
All right. So I will bring you up to date on a few things that have been happening so you can sort of know what's going on. First of all, has anyone seen the reunion part 1, 2, and 3 here?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
In case your voice changed. You did?
Yes, I have. Yes, okay, this is my Bravo voice.
This is the thing, right? It really breaks down. There's like only 3 topics in the reunion, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
One is that Lisa Rinna, is trying...
Rinna?
I never can say anyone's name.
I love that about you. That's like one never. Of my favorite.
That's why it's so ironic that I was Pam to Kim Richards. That's why I didn't get mad because I was like, I don't fucking know anyone's name either.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anyone's name. Like, I'm like, I thought my sister's name was Vanessa Wilkie, but it's Vanessa Liska. Who knew? Who knew that shit?
Vanessa
like,
Liska.
Like, yeah. Like, I didn't know. Okay.
Love it.
So, anyway, so Lisa Rinna. Rinna? Okay.
Rinna. That girl. We can go with Rinna. Whatever
right,
you
so-
like.
Lisa Rinna has some secret gossip. And here's the thing, like the whole season, she's kind of hiding something the whole time, right? So we know from earlier seasons that Kim Richards is saying that she's got something she's going to say that Lisa doesn't want out. Then we've got, Denise implying that she's got something that Lisa doesn't want to let out. And it goes on and on from there. So we're like, what is it that she's hiding? So that's the first underlying theme. And I can't believe that Andy didn't go there. He like just didn't go there. And I was like, I mean, maybe he like loves her and he doesn't want to put her on the spot. I don't know, but I would have been all about that. But that's the one part. And then the other thing that was happening is that Kyle and Dorit.
Oh my God, I love Dorit for a name.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is, but
it's
okay.
Dorit, but Dorit is, it's pretty Dorit. Damn funny.
I called her Dorit forever, and then I said, I gotta say Dorito, because that makes it Dorit. Like, yeah. I don't even know.
Oh my God.
I don't even get it. Anyway, so Dorito, she gets in a fight with Kyle, but it's like about nothing. So like, I'm like, Kyle and Dorit were like, they got in a room together. They were like, fuck, we got no storyline. We better fucking fight about nothing. Like, what the hell can we fight about? Just like, I don't like your face. Like, you know, it was that lame. Okay. So that's what that was. And then, the big thing was that Brandy said that Denise Richards cheated on her husband. Key thing here, cheated on her husband with Brandy. And her kids were down the hall while they cheated together.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this big lesbian affair. So this was the big back and forth of what happens in, you know, the reunion. Okay. That's all that really mattered. The rest of it was kind of bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing is that's a really kind of shallow season, like meaning like, Jesus, how many times can you say Brandy fucked Denise Richards and like have a show out of it, you know? So
right,
yeah, it was tough. The fans really suffered. We all suffered together. I'd get on Twitter and we were like, God, they're talking about this again.
That anyway, episode I did see, and there was a lot of conversation about that. I will agree.
What one did you see?
The one where they were in Europe.
In Rome.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? So I know I've said this before, but okay, Brandy is a fucking liar. She is a liar. When I got off of, okay, so season two, she lied and said Kim Richards did drugs in my bathroom. Okay, she said she did crystal meth in my bathroom. Like, first of all, have you ever done crystal meth? Because I have once in my life, okay? And you're up for like 4 fucking days. You're certainly not going to go out and shoot a TV show after. Like, that just is not happening, okay? You're not going to go, hey, you know what? Now that I can fucking fly to the moon without jet fuel, right, I'm going to go out and hang out with 7 producers, 4 sober chicks, and, you know, right, and, you know, you want to go fucking paint like a painting for like 18 hours. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go like shoot some shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was just nonsense. And if she had done anything else, like, you know, you do in a bathroom, which I guess the next thing would be cocaine.
Right.
You wouldn't be, again, you wouldn't be like, yeah, you know, I'm going to, in my sweaty, talkative self, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to, you know, really get, you know, talk to strangers that I just met on a TV show on camera. You just don't do that.
No.
So really the truth was, she probably did a bunch of pills at home. She came to the shoot. She was disheveled. She's getting ready. She looks like, you know, she's fixing her hair and makeup. I think she's pulling herself together. Okay. She's definitely on something, but she's not on any of doing shit in the bathroom. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm precise. Like, if you said someone did something in the bathroom and they didn't, you're a fucking liar. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if she does drugs at home. That's not the same thing. Not in my bathroom.
No. Nope.
Right?
Not in my bathroom.
Not in my bathroom. So anyway, she comes back out or whatever. And, you know, and Brandy's harping on it and saying she's been doing drugs in the bathroom. And she just wasn't. She was fixing herself up. Kyle even went in the bathroom. I don't even know if they show it on camera. I can't remember. But, you know, she was always fixing herself in the bathroom. So anyway, Brandy starts off as a liar from that point on because she's trying to create drama because she doesn't really care about the, you know, what's like reality. She just wants to make herself the star of the show,
mm-hmm.
which it's an ensemble. Like, you're not supposed to make a good show doesn't, you know, have everybody fighting to be the star. You know, everybody takes their place. And she just was like, you know, not having it. She just was gonna say whatever. So flash forward to the end of the season, we get to season 3. And Brandy and I are talking casually, and she says to me, I'm going to come out that Kyle Richards' husband, Mauricio, is cheating on her. Basically, I said to her, I don't see any proof of this, this and that. And she's like, I'm going to do it. So sure enough, as soon as I exited stage left, which was, I think, in episode 3 or whatever, she ends up starting to throw that out on the show anytime she can to try to make it stick. But I mean, she was willing to bring down Kyle's marriage. So, you know, first it, you'll get Kim thrown into rehab in season 2. In season 3, it's like break, you know, up Kyle's marriage, you know, and then it was Adrian's, you know, I'm going to come out with Adrian's pregnancy method. Like, she is lethal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on the show, it's real. So it's not like, oh, this is my pretend marriage that they're fucking up. It's like, this is my real marriage that you're right. fucking up, crazy bitch.
Well, I remember, you know, I was, another part that we didn't talk about is I was there when you were on the show. You know, we were practically like neighbors at the time. And so I was over all the time when Dana was shooting this. And I remember Brandy just being so difficult and really making everything harder than it ever had to be for you.
Well, and so that's why I think, so here's the thing. Everybody knows Brandy swings both ways, but that is true. And she did make out with Camille in Vegas on season 2. That did happen. So I know she's really, truly into chicks. But I don't believe that Denise Richards would cheat on her husband with Brandy. She's just not good enough ass. I just don't see it. I mean, it's just plain, you know, that's the simple thing of it. So anyway, that's basically the reunion in a nutshell. And they try to prove that Denise, you know, really did it. And, you know, Brandy's like not on the show. So Lisa gets pissed because she's not there, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the rest is a snooze fest.
I mean, I, for one, I just don't care for these Zoom reunions. Something that I always loved about like Real Housewives of Atlanta is like, you sometimes are like, is someone going to get hit? No one's going to swing. No one can reach through their computer and like hit somebody. So it's like, you better really have some good stuff to talk about. If you're going to just bring up the same thing over and over again or complain about people's glam squads, I'm not into it.
Camille, she was brought in as like a guest star on this season after really bringing it last season. And I can't believe they did that to her, but I kind of have some tea on that. See, Camille thinks that the producers are rigging the show against her. She's thought this since I knew her in season 1, season 2. And she's sort of paranoid. So she thinks like, that's why every time you see her on the show, she's like, this is a fucking setup. It's because she actually really, truly believes the producers are setting her up from the beginning. When she was the most hated housewife, she called me and she was like, this was so set up. I didn't know I was going to be the most hated housewife. Like, what the fuck in the edit? And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, I think this is all like predetermined and, you know, really like, so I think the truth is they'd love to have Camille on the show, but her paranoia makes it like impossible for her to actually be a full-time housewife.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't think that they let her come back. But I love that she took up Twitter and she's been commenting on the show. And you know what? I want to say this. Fuck the fans that don't like housewives that comment on the show. Just because you've been on the show doesn't mean you don't want to join the fucking party. It's so annoying. Like, we're the best people to party with because we know all the inside shit. Casey, Vanessa, here mm-hmm. is the beef of the week. You know what that sound means. Ooh, my favorite sound. It's time for Beef of the Week. So Andy Cohen went on Brandy's 100th episode of her podcast. And this was huge for Brandy. It would be huge for anyone, obviously. Andy isn't going to hire her back. So Andy's consolation prize was to appear on Brandy's podcast. This is my guess.
What the hell are they going to do without Brandy? Brandy just made a season and she's not even on the season. Like,
okay, well, and I don't even think she was paid. I know everyone's going, oh no, she's saying she's been paid. But I've never heard of a guest star, non-friend, which means you're not a cast member, getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I actually think Brandy went on the show for free and, you know, did all that drama, kind of like I did season three. Because season three, when I mean, I wasn't the whole season like she was, but I went in and I did, I mean, I like, you know, did that huge nuke to my life on camera, and they didn't pay me for that. I was like drunk and fucking blowjobs and Lamborghinis and mm-hmm. shit was flying everywhere. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't paid for that. So I believe Brandy was just like, maybe I need to do this for my brand. And she went on for free and did it. But the thing is that Andy Cohen going on her show for the 100th episode was a big deal. Now, here's where it gets juicy.
Mm-hmm.
The juicy beef. Okay, so during the interview, because I listened to it, Andy knows that the whole interview was Brandy trying to get Andy to sort of make her feel like she was a housewife, okay? And give her credit where credit was due. Now, the thing is that Andy is, I know Andy, and I'll tell you a little bit about him in a minute, not well, like from meeting him a few times, but Andy is so purposeful. If he says something, he knows how to, like, he can cut you like a knife if he wants to with his words. He's mm-hmm. really good. You know those kind of people that yeah. they can say something, it's like a bullet and it hits you so precisely and you're like, oh. So Andy, I know he knows her buttons, okay? Because I know her buttons. And he says on the show, they get in a discussion about why Andy has never invited her on Watch What Happens Live podcast. And he said, well, I have this thing or this sort of private rule that I only, you know, I put Housewives on Watch What Happens Live on the video, you know, the TV show, and then the podcast is reserved for other people. And he goes, oh, wait a minute. You're not a housewife. I could have you on my podcast.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, I mean, it was like, I felt like the knife, like, ooh, and then the twist. It was like,
yeah.
Brandy then counters that and she brings her older son on the podcast. And the older son says, you know, Andy, I want you to give what my mom's due. And, you know, she did the whole freaking season for you and you haven't paid her. And given her anything, or, you know, you didn't give her enough compensation or whatever it was. And we want to move out of here, he said, mm-hmm. like his house sucks or whatever. So Andy was like, so polite. He's like, oh, that's so sweet. You stick up for your mother and a bunch of crap, but no hire. No, yep. Yeah, you got a job. No. So then Brandy basically did two things. She went on and she said that she was blaming. So Brandy puts the adult son on, he goes on and he pleads to Andy, as I said. And what ends up happening is he doesn't give her a job. Now, Brandy goes on to Twitter after, and she basically says that it's because Denise quit the show. And by Denise quitting the show, it means that, you know, Brandy has no plot point for the next show, so they won't bring her back. But it's not the truth. Like, there's something else going on that they don't want to bring Brandy back. And that leads me to the letter Brandy received, which supposedly a letter went out by Evolution that said Brandy is not invited back next season. But what's really weird about that is that they don't normally send letters. They always make phone calls. I've never heard of anyone getting a letter. And even I, as my meager friend that I was, got a phone call saying, we're not going to bring you back.
Yeah.
So it's really like, wow, it's like serious separation. Right. So that's the beef of the week. And I think the beef of the week is between Andy and Brandy. And oh, that rhymes.
Yeah. I'd buy that beef.
Can you please make a song, Andy and Brandy?
Yes.
That would be so fun.
If I could sing, I would absolutely make that song.
Andy and Brandy. Anyway. So, yeah. And then Brandy also took her younger son and put him on Twitter and had him beg for her job also.
Oh.
So, yeah, her younger son, he's like 11.
Ooh.
Or looks 11.
That gives me not good feelings.
So it's pretty sad. That feud is, I feel like, you know, and I basically went on, just so you know, I went publicly and said that I think Andy should give her job back, because even though I think Brandy's a slut pig, which I've always thought, I feel like Brandy, you know, I don't know, she sold her soul to Satan for Andy, and he should just...
Well, yeah, she's done so much for this franchise. She's kept this season afloat. She is great reality TV.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down.
So we like to call this segment the early years. So let's put our nostalgia hat on and let's go back to the early seasons of the franchise. So if you're ready, sit your ass on game night couch and let's go on a journey together.
This is really from my heart, okay? The producers at Evolution know that there's drama, real drama with these women, okay? But they're being impatient and they're not letting that drama unfold. Mm. That they didn't do that when I was on the show. That's something new, okay, in the last like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is, some point Evolution was like, we're not gonna wait for the drama, we're gonna create the drama. And you know what? All these bitches have shit in their closet that would blow the fuck away from anything these producers can come up with and anything Brandy can come up with. I guarantee if they had just waited, Denise's husband and her, he squeezed her hand a little too tight, something would have come out. I want to get back to the lifestyle porn, which is basically like a bunch of rich people showing how fucking ridiculous their lives are. Hello. Thank you. Thank you, Sutton. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sister. And I want to get it back to, you know, I don't know, like some real shit. First of all, when we used to travel in the old days, even on the big trips, they never had glam squads. That's why Kyle is going, what the hell has happened? Okay. If you notice, Kyle doesn't bring a glam squad because none of the OGs used a glam squad. The whole idea was to look real and genuine when you're on vacation. So if you go on vacation and you're, you know, ostentatious, that's great. But people don't bring glam squads unless they're shooting for a TV fucking show. So when I was watching like Dorito with her like in this, and I thought, wow, they must be so desperate to get, you know, to make the fans happy.
Yeah.
It can't even be real. Like I would have so much preferred. I loved Danny Pellegrino. He said it best. He was like, I'm not watching fucking Housewives to watch the Fast and the Furious. Like, I don't need to see a bunch of bitches driving around in Ferraris. I was like, that is so fucking poignant.
Yeah. Love him.
I love him too. God damn it. I love him. I want to know who Danny Pellegrino's fucking. And I really want to know. And no, this has got to be on the next podcast. And I want to know who did Brandy Glanville's plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I'm calling them. And I'm going to be like, hi, I really love that face that you made for Brandy.
Oh, my God.
I heard it was Dr. some guy named Dr. Never let some fucking guy named Dr. touch your face. It sounds like a stripper.
Yeah.
Like, what?
We got a call.
Good old days.
We got to call him and get you a consultation and just
oh my
that.
God. Can you please? And we'll do it totally serious like Borat. I'll be like,
yeah.
Like, I really want my face pulled all the way back to like back of my head.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my face looks like, you know, with the fucking like a, what is that lion woman or whatever? What happened to her?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's really sad is my favorite plastic surgeon died.
Oh, RIP. What was his name? Her name?
Dr. Ryan.
Their name.
Dr. Ryan.
Dr.
I loved
Ryan.
Him. He was everything. He was so amazing. I wish my tits were done. They're like all over the fucking place. I was tweeting about that today. I was like, why are my tits everywhere? And you know what? Rihanna just came out with this lingerie line. Yeah, Venti. And she had, and I was like, oh my God, maybe she came out with a sexy bra for triple D, 34 triple D.
because my tits are everywhere. So then, like, flash forward 1 hour later, and Erica Jane, like, tweets that she was on the runway, and all she's wearing is, like, a star on her tit. And I'm like, well, there's that answer. There's no fucking support in that fucking bra. Just her tits. So, you know, there we go. So I was so upset. Oh, are you guys drinking? I hope.
I'm almost done with my large.
Can you not see us?
I'm a fucking professional.
I'm a fucking professional. I don't know what you two are doing drinking on the job. I have Grindr up and then I have my
wine. You have
wine.
Grindr
no,
up?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. You know what I found? Andy Cohen's on Grindr. Andy, oh my God, find him on Grindr right now.
Wait,
Stevie's really on there.
You said Andy Cohen's son?
No, Andy Cohen himself is on.
Oh my God. I was like, oh Lord, my God, Casey, Lord make it heaven. Happen.
Okay, Lord go now. First of all, Vanessa, what the fuck are you drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking red wine with ice.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Dana, what are you drinking?
I bet I can name what she's
like,
drinking.
Like, I give a shit if you ask.
I know exactly what Dana's drinking.
You know.
She's drinking Whispering Angel.
Just like I knew you walked away from my podcast.
She's drinking Whispering Angel, and she wishes it was Osh, but she can't have Osh because it doesn't exist anymore.
That's right. Oh, my God, sister, you're right. You see, honestly, I've just seen you for the first time, I think, or maybe the second, but you look, like, way young. How old are you?
I am 16.
You're not 16. What are you? Come on.
You're right. I'm 18. I'm legal, everyone. Everyone out there listening.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay for him to grind her.
You know who he looks like? He looks like Happy Days. Who the fuck is the guy from?
Oh yeah.
I never remember anyone's name.
Were you thinking I looked like a young Ron Howard?
Yeah, that's. Thanks for googling it.
Yeah.
Because you definitely weren't born back then. So
no, I know Ron Howard. I just was going through the cast and going, who could I be besides?
Can you
Ron
go on
Howard.
Grindr and find Andy and ask him on a date right now?
It doesn't work like that. It just,
what do you
it
mean? See if he swipes you. Go.
It's okay. Again, Grindr doesn't have swiping. We got to get you a Grindr account. You'd probably do pretty well on there.
I get hit on Instagram. Guys are like, hey, my name is Frank. And I'm like, so, okay. So I go, hi. And they go, nothing.
Nothing.
Airspace. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I'm like, go, I don't know what. Like, what's next? Like, I go, yeah, come over and fuck me. I don't know what. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, what is this? You know what Bravo gave me for my present?
What do you mean? Do they give people presents?
Yeah, they give people presents.
What do you mean? Hold on. When does this present ceremony happen?
Oh yeah, you don't get a ceremony. That's like.
Well, no. Obviously, there's not a ceremony. I just mean like.
No. Yeah. No. Okay. So they give you two things. They give you a diamond, the stupid diamond you carry in your hands. And even though I was a friend, I got a diamond. And cheers. I got like, they actually did a whole sequence of me as a housewife, even though they didn't use me. Loser. I should have known that there was like a clue that they were like, oh, this bitch, we're definitely not inviting this psycho chick back. Because the producer was like, would you like me to take a video of you? You look so beautiful. Let me take a private video of you. I should have known,
video.
Like, okay, he's trying to keep memories because I'm like, not, I'm obviously never going to be on national TV with this. So I should have known, like, okay, this is like, you know, the death march. But anyway, but I was like, no, take the beautiful video of my private, you know, spin and word or whatever with my diamond. So we got the diamond and then we got, guess what they sent us? Go ahead and guess.
Well, I knew about the diamond, and I guess I'm just going to guess, like, a bottle of Moët.
Okay. Casey, guess. What was my present from Evolution for being on season 2 of Housewives? Go.
A loaded rifle.
Oh, my God. Why would they give me that? I'd be like...
I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. I didn't even know they were giving people presents.
Like, because they think that it's so important to be on Housewives that if you didn't get on it, you just want to shoot yourself. Like,
yeah, something like that.
I'm like, Casey even doesn't even have a rational. He's just like some psycho fuck who's like, yeah, guns.
No,
US,
no. I'm
America.
Very against guns, but
he's like
I would imagine.
He's like a gay American gun. You're gay, right?
No. I just have a Grindr and I hook up with men. And I love rosé.
I was like, oh my God, you know what? I thought, you know, that was like a moment where you're like, you're, to your best friend, you're like, are you pregnant? Oh shit, you're not pregnant.
Shit, you're just fat. Oh shit.
That was like that moment. I went there. Yeah. Okay. So I got a crystal vase. It's a thick, like really expensive looking.
Do you
heavy
use
crystal
it?
Vase? No.
Is it even in your house?
No, it's in storage.
So I've never seen it. So it's like, it's never even been out for me to see.
No, I didn't put it out. I didn't put the diamond out. I put the diamond in like some, like, I think I put it in like my medicine cabinet.
Yeah, no, it was like in your bathroom. Like it was like
in my bathroom.
Bathroom or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like a paperweight in my bathroom. I could sell this to somebody.
We should try to sell it on an episode.
Oh, that would be fun. Or we could auction it.
Let's give it to somebody.
Let's auction it.
Yeah. I think we should do that and the glasses. I think it's fine. I think we should eventually
not the glasses.
No, I'm ready.
Really? That'll have to be a season finale situation.
That's a family heirloom.
We're going to do something big. I mean, you know, I think we have to involve, you know, it's kind of like, it's really like a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills heirloom. Right. Yeah. It's kind of like the family, the fans heirloom. So we sort of have to involve everybody and then get rid of it. Did you know 25,000? You just never bought it. But then Kyle went in and brought $100,000 sunglasses. You know who gave about her $100,000? Nobody. You know why? Because no one bought them.
Oh!
But Wilkie bought them.
Wilkie bought them.
Right. So nobody cares if you have $100,000. Kyle, honey, I love you. But nobody cares that you have $100,000 sunglasses in your fucking shop. They want to see somebody buy those motherfuckers, okay, and wear them and tell everyone about them. Because why else do you buy sunglasses unless you can shout it from the rooftops that they're worth $100,000? 25 grand or whatever it is. That's the whole point. I mean, that's why you make money, to be ostentatious and stupid. And, you know, those days I feel like are behind us.
I feel like sunglasses are me.
COVID.
I always thought the sunglasses were to keep the sun out of your eyes. I guess.
Vanessa, you're like, you're not related to me. I swear to God. My sister, just to be clear, my sister is bohemian. Look at my hair, it flows.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, that's what Vanessa does. My hair's flowing. It's very curly.
I'm flowing. I'm bohemian.
Yeah. I'm like diamonds. Where are the diamonds?
And diamonds? Like, I don't use those.
The highs and lows with Andy. I want to know, is Andy Cohen fuckable? Because I think as a heterosexual woman, he is very fuckable. And I'm not kissing his ass. I really think he's very fuckable. I think a lot of women think he's fuckable.
Yeah.
But I want to know, do gay men think Andy's fuckable? Because he's not typical gay hot. He doesn't have the hard body.
I think that's not true. I've seen photos of him where he's like shirtless and you're like, what the fuck?
I'm Googling that shit.
You take off your little suit when you're doing a reunion and just do it shirtless.
Okay. I want to know, why doesn't he do it shirtless if he's got a good body? Because I feel like he hides it.
Because he's, you know, I mean, like, who has he ever dated? Like, I don't actually know.
He's dated, I don't know, some guy like, that he was like, I really like him. And then he was gone.
Like, like, did he date Anderson Cooper or?
No, Anderson Cooper would never date Andy. Oh my
really?
God.
But they're like best buds. You know, a lot of gay men will like have dated and then they become like best buds. So I think it could have happened.
I think it could have happened.
No, I think.
I can see it.
Well, to our listeners out there, please put in the comments any of Andy's ex-boyfriends, current boyfriends, or just side bitches.
So supposedly, Andy wants a guy who doesn't care that he does Bravo and Housewives, but doesn't like act like he doesn't know, and is probably all about Andy, but at the same time, is like could be regular but successful.
Right.
So what lawyers do you know? Because that's pretty much what he's asking for.
Exactly. Like, and all the lawyers I know I'm trying to hook up with. So sorry, Andy, get in line.
That was awesome. So here's the deal, right? So here was my high with Andy, my first high. I had two highs and two lows. Minimal contact with Andy. Okay. So we gotta work. We don't have a lot to work with.
Right, right, right.
All right. So, you know, I'm sure Andy would love to hang out with me. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who wouldn't?
I thank you.
You're a blast.
I love you. Okay. All right, ready? Mm-hmm. So my high with Andy was during the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 2 reunion, Adrian reaches over to me and says, "Dana, oh my God. Andy really likes you."
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. 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 Now, my Andy low. Oh, low. I wore customized shoes that looked like a middle fuck you finger on the reunion.
Ooh.
And Andy focused on Brandy's boring beige regular Yves Saint Laurent's. And ignored my custom
middle finger,
middle fucking finger. Like, was I the original OG influencer with that? Yes, I was. I mean, the custom. They had nails on them.
I remember them. They were really cool.
Fucking nails on them. Okay. They were like housewives' hands. Okay. Next. My high. I went on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy did not hang out with Brandy, but he hung out with me and my daughter, and we had an ice fight in the studio, and he chucked an ice cube in my daughter's eye, and we all laughed about it.
And she lost her eye.
Well, you know, that was like a byproduct. Who cares, right?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, anything for that. Yeah.
Low, my last low with Andy Cohen was him saying to me, "Are you ready? This is how you know he cuts like a knife." I was at Watch What Happens Live, and after the ice fight, which was my high, he said, "You have a publicist?" Oh!
What? Like, of course I have a publicist.
You have a publicist. Like, you're not going to be relevant for very long.
Wow.
Yeah. And to that I say, you know what, Andy? Yes, I was a little more relevant than you fucking thought. The gift that keeps on giving. The Real Housewives franchise. So let's talk Housewives departures and exits.
Yes.
So we've got Teddy Mellencamp, which, of course, you guys know I had a huge feud with her on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sis, you know? So Teddy said that your sister, she went, she made fun of me because I said, okay, so the fans asked me my honest opinion about Teddy Mellencamp. And I said, because they asked honestly, I said she was going to, you know, hold on to the position with her last breath. And she was going to keep giving up other people's storylines really like in a monotone voice forever. And we were all fucking doomed. Okay, true. It was, yeah. It was my truth. Okay, my truth. But the fans asked. I didn't go out to attack Teddy Mellencamp. So Teddy comes back and she goes, "Oh," she writes back, "I should have bought $25,000 sunglasses. Oh, wait, like it didn't work. Like, oh, mm-hmm. you didn't get a diamond." Okay. Mm-hmm. And then because the only reason the bitch has a diamond is because of her father, Mellencamp, John mm-hmm. Mellencamp, you know, little Diddy, that Jack and I, you know, that guy. Okay.
I actually don't. I have to be fully honest. I
you
don't
know who John Mellencamp is?
No.
You know
no.
who it is.
And I'm being honest. I don't.
Okay, cut to John Mellencamp song.
Okay. He was a famous scatter, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, Teddy Mellencamp. You know, a lot of the fans believed that Teddy was on the show because of her dad. And the reality was, I think they were right because she was really fucking boring. And so what happened was Teddy made this comment, and her comment was supposed to put me down that I didn't get a diamond or become a housewife. And therefore I was shit and she was great, basically, bottom line. So it began a Twitter war. And the fans hate Teddy Mellencamp so much that in this particular Twitter war, I won. So the fans were going, even though she has like 3 million fans and I have like 10, everybody went nuts and said, "Teddy, Dana was more, in her 5 minutes, she was more profound, had more taglines, quotes and more giphies and all this shit than you did in your 3 years. And that was their fight back. So anyway, a big feud happened. At the end of the feud, I'm not going to say I had anything to do with it, but Teddy got fired. That's all that I have to say about that. Grab your shit and go. And kids, that's one and done. That's a wrap.
Come on.
$25,000 sunglasses. It's not like we can't afford it.